Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why is it important that people have a focus on others who may stutter?
Well, Paul, growing up as someone who stutters and continuing to stutter now, even as an adult, it seems as though this thing and this condition is so often misunderstood, and there's so many myths that seem to follow it. And even as myself, as a person who stutters, and other people who stutter that I've met, we seem to at times not even understand this, and maybe why that certain times talking is more difficult, like maybe ordering food at a restaurant or introducing ourselves or simply stating our name. Why is it that these moments are so difficult, yet other moments talking is really easy? So it's important that we come to understand what stuttering really is, what it is not. And for listeners to understand that the best thing you could do is treat people who stutter just like you would treat anybody else and just give them time to talk and really just say what it is they want to say.
So what is stuttering then, Kyle?
You know, that is a great question, and I'm not sure that there's one answer. Dr. Glenn Tellis and Dr. Kathy Taylor-Scott are two board-certified fluency specialists, which there's only about 150 of those in the whole country. And they're going to be at Misericordia at this event, so they could do a much better job explaining everything about what stuttering really is. But basically what stuttering is a complex, multifactorial disorder or condition that usually arises in childhood, right about the time when language starts exploding, so about 3 years old. And then we see it typically about 80% of the time in preschool children, the child will what we call spontaneously recover or outgrow it. And about the other 20% of the time, that's going to last into adulthood as it did for me. And so with stuttering, we often see people, especially as we develop and get older, doing things to avoid stuttering. So we might put in all of this extra stuff on top of it. So our speaking pattern might have a block like that where we're really trying not to stutter, right? Because oftentimes it could be very, very difficult.
What is the event now, Kyle? You mentioned something coming to Misericordia University, and it has to do with stuttering.
That's right. At Misericordia, on Tuesday, April 16th, in Sulaco, room 218 and 219, at 7 o'clock p.m., there's an event. It's actually a screening of a new documentary called When I Stutter. The documentary highlights the lives of 19 individuals who stutter, and it also seeks to educate throughout it about what stuttering really is and really show the humanity behind this often mysterious condition.
I know a lot of times when people are meeting someone who stutters for the first time, they may take it as, well, don't be so nervous. But right. Is that what you were talking about before when you said it'll happen at some times maybe and other times not? Does anything like that play into it?
That's right. I know for me personally, ordering food at restaurants or, introducing myself still remains a challenge. And people often wonder, well, it's really nerves, right? So you stutter because you're nervous. And that's one of actually the myths about it is, well, that's not true. That is not a cause. However, we do know that there are things that could contribute to our stuttering or how difficult talking is in that moment. And so we know things like, well, maybe a little bit of an increased anxiety or nervousness in this moment might cause us to stutter more, but that is not the true root cause of a person who stutters, right? So I think this event is going to seek to debunk a lot of those myths about it.
Kyle, I think you've debunked a lot of the myths about it just during our discussion here, because at the very beginning, you said that you have had a stutter since childhood.
That's right. And talking is pretty easy for myself right now. What's fascinating to me, and I've gotten to meet hundreds of people who stutter in the last few years of my life, and the variability of this condition is something that still fascinates me on a daily basis. I have days when talking is easier and days when it's harder. And a lot of the people who stutter that I know also say that too. Even certain speaking situations or just a day in general might be more difficult than other days. So it's really an interesting thing.
And you also went into the speech profession?
That's correct. Right now, I am a speech-language pathologist in my clinical fellowship year. I graduated last May from Misericordia.
And that's how you got involved. Now, are you one of the members of the 19 involved in this particular documentary?
I am not. The 19 individuals in this come from all walks of life, come from all different professions, backgrounds. There are even members of those 19 individuals who are really experts on stuttering and have their PhD in fluency disorders. So it's just a really great documentary.
And where and when is it happening again, and does it cost anything to get in?
Sure, Paul. Well, the great thing is it does not cost anything, which is wonderful, right? It is on Tuesday, April 16th at Misericordia at 7 o'clock p.m. We are screening it in Sulaco Hall, room 218 and 219. The screening itself takes about an hour, and after that, we're having a discussion panel with, as I mentioned earlier, board-certified fluency specialists, Dr. Glenn Tellis and Dr. Kathy Taylor-Scott, who are really experts in this area. So if anybody is listening who stutters himself or knows a person who stutters, I think this event would really be interesting to just come and learn more about what is this condition that often is so misunderstood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.